St. Luke is known for the portrayal of a gentle Jesus, but Luke is also very demanding in some ways, especially when it comes to the poor and the marginalized and the needy. It's kind of a sub-theme that you kind of read throughout the chapters of the gospel. And so Luke is really asking us the question this morning, so tell me, what's important? What's the priority in my life? Someone in the crowd says to Jesus, give me what's mine. I want my share. And Jesus says, okay, is that what's most important? What about your relationship with your brother? How does that fit into the scheme here? Are things more important than your brother? It's the Lord's simplicity that allows him to plunge into priorities and to jettison concerns that really are peripheral. The statement, it belongs to me, Koheleth says, is vanity. I took some time this last week to read Ecclesiastes. It's not a cheerful book, but it points out the fact that it really isn't about me. It isn't about what I have. It isn't about what I manufacture. That's all fluff. There are values in life that are constant and demand our prioritizing. And so he says, to want what's yours, forget about it. That's going to go away. It's not lasting. You might have a temporary high from it, but it's not going to keep you happy forever. It's just not going to do it. The concern for ourselves and our own material welfare, while important, you and I are responsible, right, for taking care of ourselves. We're not supposed to be, sycophants on other people. We're taking from them. But that's not at the top of the list. It can't be. Remember, Jesus' disciples had a treasury. Remember that? And Judas kept the treasury. But therein lied the danger. Because at the end of the gospel, the treasury kept Judas. It's not about stuff. It's not about status. It's not about self. It's about someone else. It's so easy, I think, to fall into an attitude of commercialism, consumerism, and materialism. I was watching TV the other day, and these ads are punching me in the face. I'm thinking, holy Moses, it's one thing after another, telling me how absolutely important I am and how I should have all this wonderful stuff. And I kept thinking, I don't need this stuff. I'm at an age where I better be simplifying my life or I'm in real trouble. My poor nieces and nephews will be stuck with all the junk. You know, I think we spend part of our lives building them up, and that's important. But why do we build them up? Hopefully we're building them up to give them away. We got to remember as Christians why we were made, for whom we were made. I'm always struck by the man in the gospel, because when he's figuring out what to do, do you notice who he talks to? Himself. He didn't consult his neighbors or experts or the Lord. He talks to himself as if he's the author and the auditor of his life. Well, he finds out he's not. And neither are we. Nobody in this room is author and auditor. You and I are merely stewards. Stewards of all that God gives us in life. So much in life is a gift. We don't deserve it, we don't earn it, but we have it. And that's a real blessing. And we need to celebrate those blessings by sharing those blessings. That's what a steward does. I buried my Uncle Roger on Friday. He was a very quiet man. But he's a very generous man. He spent hours at the senior center in Burlington, hours working with the St. Vincent de Paul in Burlington. And now he's got about 12 nieces and nephews and about 29 great nieces and nephews. Every Christmas, We all got a gift. He never missed. No fanfare, very quiet, but he never missed. He got the message. I'm not my author. I'm not my auditor. I'm a steward who's put here so that we can care for each other in Jesus' name and for God's glory.